I grew up the son of poets. I grew up around my parents' books and broadsides. I went to readings and artist parties. I read about myself and my parents' poems. I think I started writing poetry myself at like 5, like a lot of kids do. My first poem was about the basketball player Oscar Robertson, and it included a line, "You are not a pig. I love you, I love you, you are not a pig." In high school, I wrote a lot about my first dog, Underdog. I showed those poems to my dad. When I was about 14, I joined my mom's writers group. It was mostly women. It was a summer's group, very serious, but very warm and generous, mostly women. And I went there for summers, one after the other, for a long time. I also started visiting my father at Breadloaf at an early age and sat in on those readings and talks. So in a sense, I think I've been a writer from the beginning, almost been in training since I was a kid. And I'm not sure, this may not be right, but I wonder if because of this experience, I don't separate my work, my writing life and my work life or my family life. They're all the same thing, and maybe that's why also this kind of background, I write so much out of my experience. I'm not sure.